The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Forgiveness for fast sleep. For your fast sleep. In this guided meditation for sleep and for forgiveness, we start with a talk, a quiet talk about the nature of forgiveness. And move from this talk progressively into a progressive relaxation in order to allow the body to fall asleep and to allow the mind to let go. Before we start, decide on a place in which to meditate. The aim of this meditation is sleep. However, it's up to you where you choose to meditate. A chair is also suitable. Ensure that you are safe, secure, comfortable. And when you're ready, we will begin. Sit down or lie down comfortably, and we will begin. Breathe in and out comfortably. Notice your pattern of breathing. Consider what that pattern of breathing is communicating to you about yourself. Consider what your pattern of breathing is communicating to you without attachment. It's okay. Breathe. Notice how your body is positioned and release your body. Understanding that releasing a physical self is a process, it requires time. Forgiveness. Forgiveness for sleep, deep, grounding, healing sleep. Forgiveness is a conscious, deliberate, focused decision, a decision to release, let go of negative feelings, baggage, feelings, thoughts you may be holding on to. Feelings, thoughts of resentment, vengeance, unhappiness, a lack of resolution, towards a person or group who you perceive has harmed you, hurt you, affected you. And forgiveness is a deliberate decision to release negative feeling regardless of whether that person or that group deserve forgiveness. It's not about deserving the forgiveness. It is also not about reuniting or allowing yourself to be downtrodden. There are boundaries in forgiveness. Consider at this time the definition of forgiveness. Conscious, deliberate focus. A decision. When we have conscious, deliberate focus, we are disciplined in this focus. We are able to put emotion to one side and make the decision. Experience the action of decision making. Releasing feelings which hold us in the past. Happiness, peace can only be experienced in the present. Forgiveness is releasing feelings towards a group, a person who you perceive has hurt you. Core to forgiveness, pivotal to the process of forgiveness, is deciding to forgive regardless of whether the person or group deserves your forgiveness. You do it anyway. Breathe now, slow your breathing down if you can. And if you cannot slow your breathing down, accept the process in this practice of meditation. Each time we meditate, there are different prior moments, different prior experiences. We are grateful for the meditation we have today, now. No matter the character of that meditation, we feel a sense of gratitude. Breathe, release the body. Breathe, release the body, feeling that sense of focus, disciplined focus, moving towards a decision to release. Breathe, release your body, face, shoulders, arms, torso, hips, legs, feet. Breathe. If you can, deepen the breath. Lengthen the breath. Breathe, release the body. Notice the experience of physical release. This experience of physical release is a metaphor for releasing feelings of resentment, bitterness, feelings which keep us in a past which does not serve who we are. I want you to imagine now, imagine that you are seated on a chair. In this visualization, you are seated on a chair. In front of you is a jug and there is a glass. Imagine that you reach forward. You reach forward and you pour yourself a glass of water. You pour this glass of water slowly. And deliberately. Consider, focus on this experience of pouring the water. Slowly, watch the pouring of water from the jug into the glass. Fill the glass with water. As you sit on the chair, breathe gradually. If you choose to, lengthen and deepen the breath. Now visualize that you are standing. You lift yourself from the chair and you stand. You have the glass in your hand. The glass is full of water. Now imagine that you have the ability to create a wall around you. The wall is waist high, so you can see over the wall. You can make the wall out of any material you choose. Visualize, see the wall around you. You are standing within the wall. The wall is like a fortress, and you are protected in the fortress. The wall is your beliefs, standards, values. The wall protects you and allows you to be you safely with awareness. The wall represents your boundaries. Forgiveness is not about being walked over. Forgiveness is not about engaging with people, persons, individuals, or groups which may bring you hurt. Grief, a sense of loss. Compromise your sense of self. Forgiveness is about maintaining and asserting boundaries. Your fortress, your fence, your wall around you. In the glass, you hold your ability to forgive, to let go, to release the past. Before we forgive, we hold on to past moments which keep us looking backwards, behind ourselves. In order to be present, in order to look forward, we need to let go. We need to release. Imagine yourself standing in front of the fence, the wall, and you decide to forgive. You decide to forgive without conditions. You decide to forgive anyway. Anyway. You slowly reach over the fence, glass in hand, and you slowly pour the water out of the glass. The water symbolizes resentment, symbolizes attachment, symbolizes bitterness. Any feelings which keep you looking back, pour the water out slowly. So slowly, deliberately, with conscious, deliberate awareness. You watch the water pour out, but you maintain your fortress, your boundaries. When you have poured the water out, you sit back down on the chair and place the glass away from you. And you reflect for several moments as you breathe, as you breathe. Sometimes the hurt may be deep, traumatic. There may be loss, sadness, grief, frustration. When we suffer grief or hurt, our inner world can be disrupted, damaged. It can be challenging to concentrate or focus on anything except our pain. It is instinctive to react and hold on to the pain, the hurt. When we hold on to the pain or hurt, we hold on to the past. Forgiveness is the healing of the hurt. When we struggle in life, forgiveness allows us to heal our deepest wounds. It's not easy. It's not easy. It's a process. As we forgive, we identify what forgiveness is, what the process requires, what forgiveness means. Why do we forgive? Forgiveness is about our healing. Forgiveness is about allowing us to be the best version of ourselves so that we can serve others. Forgiveness is about knowing that we have value, we are worthy. You have value, you are worthy. Breathing in and out, saying to yourself in your mind's eye, I have value, I am worthy. I have value, I am worthy. I have value, I am worthy. Forgiveness allows us to move forward in the journey of life. Through the process of forgiveness, we reflect on what has hurt us. We look down with perspective. We unpack the story, the memory, the issue, looking down with kindness, with learning. We unpack and we put away. We put away. Through the process of putting away, we learn. We create useful boundaries. We enhance our sense of self, and we know we have value. Through the process of forgiveness, we practice empathy. We feel empathy for those individuals, those people, perhaps a group of people who have harmed us. We feel empathy and understanding for them. Take a moment now to feel empathy and understanding for someone or a group of people who have chosen to walk their path with negativity. Feel for them. Feel kindness towards them. See, acknowledge their vulnerability. See them as wounded. Choose not to be wounded in return. Choose not to be wounded in return. There is always meaning to be found in hurt, in suffering. There is always growth. There is always development through the process of suffering. To find meaning in pain is not to diminish the pain or whitewash the pain. It is to use the pain as a foundation to be a better you. address the wound, see the wound. Recognize the injustice and forgive anyway. Forgiveness requires strength. You have the strength, you have the resilience. There is no stronger heart, no stronger heart than a forgiving heart. There is no more resilient heart than a forgiving heart. There is no wiser heart than a forgiving heart. Through overcoming suffering through forgiveness, we become humble, courageous, and kind. Consider the pouring of the water. The water is gone. It's gone. Imagine now lying in bed, a soft, comfortable bed. You feel a sense of letting go. You are present. Lying in the bed. It's okay. You are okay. There is no more holding on. There is no more carrying. There is no more baggage. You recognize that through the process of forgiveness, you become a new you. And that's okay to say goodbye to the old you. Breathe in, breathe out. Release your body. Lie in this visualization comfortably. Feeling comfort, warmth, feeling cozy, soft. Feel a sense of forgiveness in your face, eyes, jaw, cheeks. Feel a sense of forgiveness in your shoulders, arms, hands, elbows. Feel forgiveness in your hips, legs, feet, toes. Feel a sense of lightness through forgiveness. Feel a sense of presence through forgiveness. It's okay to let go. It's okay to grow into a new person through this process. Counting down from 10, with each count, relax your body and let go. Forgive. Release. Simply and completely. Relax your body and forgive. Release your body and forgive. 10. 9. 8. 7, 6. Check your body, check for any residual attachment, any holding on. And gently and lovingly release. 5, 4, release. 3, 2, and 1. You're okay. You are okay. It's okay. Release, let go. Release, let go. Create a legacy of love, kindness, empathy, forgiveness. Release, let go, forgive. Release, let go, forgive. You're okay. Your wounds can heal. You're okay. Release, forgive, let go. Okay. You are okay. It's okay. Release, let go. Release, let go. Create a legacy of love, kindness, empathy, forgiveness. Release, let go, forgive. Release, let go, forgive. You're okay. Your wounds can heal. Release, forgive, let go. You're okay. You are okay. It's okay. Release, let go. Release, let go. Create a legacy of love, kindness, empathy, forgiveness. Release, let go, forgive. Release, let go, forgive. Your wounds can heal. You're okay. Release, forgive, let go. You're okay. You are okay. It's okay. Release, let go. Release, let go. Create a legacy of love, kindness, empathy, forgiveness. Release, let go, forgive. release, let go, forgive. You're okay. Your wounds can heal. You're okay. Release, forgive. You are okay. It's okay. Release, let go. Release, let go. Create a legacy of love, kindness, empathy, forgiveness. Release, let go, forgive. Release, let go, forgive. You're okay. Your wounds can heal. You're okay. Release, forgive. Release, let go. Release, let go. Create a legacy of love, kindness, empathy, forgiveness. Release, let go. Release, let go, forgive. You're okay. Your wounds can heal. You're okay. Release.